Hello, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast today. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. I wanted to share just a passage of scripture with you that's kind of important to me. It comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says this, "Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearance and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, and if we are in our right mind, it is for you." And then in 2 Corinthians 5:14, it says this, "For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he who died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised." The passage, you know, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and he's basically, in a way, he's defending himself, because in the first letter to 1 Corinthians, he wrote some hard things to them. And in the second letter, he's obviously defending himself because people probably didn't like what he had to say in some of those the things that he wrote in the first letter, because he challenged the people. And he's saying, look, it's not about my outward appearance. It's about our heart. But here's the thing. The love of Christ controls him. Another version says compels, that he is so controlled or compelled by the love of Christ and what Christ did on the cross. He says, and those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him, for their sake, died and was raised. I bring it up because, you know, when it comes to what it means to be a Christian, I think in our culture, it's very easy to be a Christian. In fact, most people would consider themselves Christians. More than half of the people in our country would say they're Christian. But what does that mean? And I think a lot of it means that for people, it means they believe that there's a God. They believe in Jesus. You know, we're inundated with Christmas and Easter as our main holidays. And so, you know, we hear these things. But really, to be a Christian means to be like Christ. And Christ is the example setter as to what it means to live in the way that God wants. And this is where the challenge comes in. In verse 15, it says, those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who raised, or for their sake was dead and was raised. They're saying that our number one priority in life should be to live for Christ. Now, when I think about that, I think, you know, if you and I were in a restaurant, outside right now, of course, but we're at a restaurant and someone came up with a gun and they demanded to take all of the money from all of the patrons who were there and from the store, and then started to threaten us that they were going to take lives. And someone came out of nowhere and took out the, this robber. We would be grateful to that person for saving us. We would think about that person. And if it was someone we knew, we might even tell all of our friends and neighbors about that person. And when that person comes over, we would point to that person and say, look. But in the same way, isn't that what Christ did? He saved us from our sin. And the natural result isn't just to say, hey, look, but to actually live for Christ, to live for his agenda, to live for what he wants. And that is just a challenge. It's so difficult to try to live for Christ and what he wants rather than myself. That's the tension. And I think that what it means to be a Christian is to follow Christ, is to be a Christ follower. And he is leading us in a direction. And so that's the battle. Am I going to follow Christ to be a Christian? Or am I going to do my own life and say I have a set of beliefs? I'm a Christian, if you will. You see the difference there? They're really distinct. And it's a decision that you have to make, that I'm going to place Christ as the authority over my life because of what he did. I'm going to allow his love to compel me to live for him rather than someone else. And I think in a time like COVID, the reason it's so difficult for all of us is because we feel we're forced into a lifestyle. And there are people all over the board on this. You know, I'm going to wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask. You can't tell me what to do. All these feelings. But at the end, we have to ask ourselves, Christ, what do you want us to do in the midst of COVID? What do you want us to do in the midst of our families being together in tight-knit quarters? What do you want us to do in light of our, you know, changing environment with our neighbors and with our family and coworkers and even our classmates? Let's take a second to pray. Father, I pray that you help us to live out what it means to be a Christ follower, to live for Christ's sake, for His agenda, for what He wants in the world rather than our own. Lord, help us as we are confronted with the fact that the truth is, God, we want to live for ourselves. Help us to live for You. Help us to hear what it is that You want and to follow Your lead and to put Your priority as a number one priority over our life. Thank You, Lord. It's in Your name we pray. Amen. Take a second wherever you're at, and if there's an area of struggle in your life, just lift it up to the Lord. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.